battle.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap your souls in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
You were finishing up with the black management overclass, or the Judas Goat class, that is tied into the New World Order just as much as George Bush or anybody else. Please continue.
Yeah, well, this black overclass answers to the white, overwhelmingly white network of the Illuminati families. Well, the almost entirely white network of Illuminati families, and that's their allegiance. So just because a black face comes into the presidency, or a black face comes into this position or that position, doesn't mean by net definition that he has allegiance to other people of that race in that country. His allegiance is to himself. His allegiance, therefore, is to those that he gets his rewards from and he gets his power from. So he's going to play their agenda out, not what is right for the poor black people and others in America. And that's what we're going to see. But he's going to play the race card, or it's going to be played for him, as you quite rightly quote Emmanuel there, where anyone who is against him is somehow racist. I mean, you get this when you challenge Zionism. You're a racist. No, I'm not. I'm against slaughtering innocent people. But we're going to see all of this. And this is why those that are standing up against this, and those that are becoming aware of it, we need to get the backbones, stiffened up, and we need to do what we know to be right and not be intimidated by all this stuff that's coming along and will come along to try to intimidate people into silence, including, as you're well aware, mate, talk show hosts, where he's even talking about having to have every side of the of every story covered, and you can't have an opinion, basically.
Well, it's amazing. It's that comfort zone you talk about. We have to get outside the comfort zones. Those are really little prisons used to control us. And if we don't stop caring what people think about us, it's over.
Yes, it is. And what we've got to do is let go of fear. And what we've got to do is become conscious. You know, I might be getting into some deep levels here, but, you know, there are many, many different levels to this, Alex, and one of them is very clearly to me after many, many years of this, is that we live in a virtual reality universe, and that this virtual reality universe, this matrix, is actually founded on a four-letter word, what we call mind. What we call mind is actually not consciousness. It is like a computer program, like they're building now biological computers that don't just have the ability to react to input and do what they're dictated to do by programmers. They have the ability, these computers, to assess information and actually make decisions based on that information. And if you go down that road and you increase that by, you know, a billion times in terms of its sophistication and understanding, which is what we're dealing with in terms of this matrix, you're looking at a physical body which is ticks every box of a computer. Now, the idea is that we are kept in mind, and people talk about my mind or your mind. I don't see it like that anymore. I see the mind, and the mind is the matrix. And if you are coming from a position of a mind, in other words, you're identifying yourself with the body, the reflection in the mirror in the morning, that's me, then you are operating on the level of mind. And we talk about mind manipulation and mind control. It's exactly what we're talking about. They manipulate us by keeping us in this programmed sense of awareness called mind and stopping us becoming truly conscious. Because when you become conscious, you can see through the mind game and what's going on. But when you're in mind, you're in the game and of the game, and therefore you can't see it.
David, I want to continue with the awakening, but I did want to ask you, are you not pleased? I mean, I'm seeing in the hundreds of interviews I do every month or so in my own show and people on the street that the majority of callers to shows, are not even my own, it could even be a hostile radio show, the callers calling agreeing with me And the people now are really ready to hear the truth. And I see a paradigm shift. And I think that's why the globalists are crashing things, so that they can be the only savior and feed the people and clothe the people, bringing us into this collectivist model. I mean, is not this whole New World Order takeover a response to their attempt to fully dominate us before we break free of their conditioning?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been writing for years that there was a change coming, a change coming that was going to wake up vast, vast numbers of people, like a spiritual alarm clock, if you like, waking people up. And waking people up is absolutely the phrase. It's breaking the amnesic state that people live in. And you know, going back to what I was talking about before the break, you know, this is a big focus, the focus of my work at this time. And I've accumulating now enormous amounts of information about the fact that this is a virtual reality universe, and the what we call mind is a construct of this virtual reality, this this matrix. And if you are stuck in mind, then you are a program, basically, of the matrix, of the virtual reality game, and it runs your perception. What is happening in this awakening is a consciousness is starting to break through what I call real consciousness, not mind, which is a very, very low level of awareness and perception. It's what we call intellect. It's stupid compared with consciousness. Consciousness is starting to break through and connect into more and more people. And when you do that, instead of looking close up at a brick symbolically, you are, as you become more and more conscious, you're moving further and further back from the brick to the top of the hill, and now you see that what you were looking at, the brick, was actually part of a house, which was part of a street, which was part of a city, which was part of a country, etc. You're seeing what you were in, and you're seeing that what you thought was freedom is actually fundamentally manipulated tyranny and control. So you start to see the game, because like a stooge of a hypnotist in a stage show, when you are programmed to believe that there's an elephant in the audience, you see an elephant in the audience. You believe anything as long as it's programmed in, because that means that your brain starts reading reality like a computer reading software that fits in with what it's been programmed to read, i.e. you're eating a potato, but it's actually an apple, and that's what you taste. So what's happening with this awakening, Alex, is as people break out of the amnesic state controlled by mind into consciousness, they're starting to see what they couldn't see before. People say to me, it's so obvious, mate. Why didn't I see it before? Because you were entrapped in mind. Now you're becoming conscious. You can see it. And the whole conspiracy is about holding us in a state of mind. If you look at society, Alex, it worships the mind. Always got a great mind. Always got a great intellect. You know, when I talk to so-called elite Oxford students sometimes, they're the most difficult people to talk to compared with the general public about these
things.
But
some old starving person in Venezuela on the street, or sometimes a poor homeless person, I'll talk to them. You'll just think they're some old drunk, and it turns out they're incredibly aware and tune into the universe and even know what you're thinking.
They get it. But people who have been through the system, particularly the elite ones who have been through the system to a greater level than anyone else, they're programming into mind, into intellect, which is a desperately stupid compared with consciousness level of awareness.
Because they're so specialized to be inserted into the interlocking pyramids you talk so much about.
Yeah, this is the whole point, you know, Alex, when you look at it. The whole system, the whole education system, is designed to turn out mind intellects. It's about passing exams, which is what? Taking information that they tell you to believe, regurgitating it out onto exam paper, and the better you do that, the more you progress within the system. You then get degrees and famous universities, and then you specialize. You go into medicine, you go into science, you go into whatever, and then you go through the same system on a higher level. And those are the people that then get appointed to run the system, to run medicine, to run science, to run this, to run the other. And by the time they get to those positions where they run society, they're completely encased and controlled by this low level of awareness called intellect. And therefore, society reflects their perception of the world, i.e., we live in a society based on...
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about a buck a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S. I really like it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
You should see, people encased in mind in Israel as we speak will justify the slaughter of Palestinian people.
They're in that tiny paradigm.
Stop Hamas. But there are some fantastic people in Israel, Israelis, young people particularly, who are conscious, and consciousness is telling them this is wrong. And they're the ones that are refusing to serve in the military and going to jail as a result, because consciousness is getting them to see the situation from the point of view of what's right, what's just, what's fair. rather than from mind, which sees things in
tiny little boxes. Well, they're also fundamentally getting out of just the their Earth suit and realizing they're not Israelis, they're human beings, or they're
exactly.
not.
Exactly. That's what consciousness does. Consciousness, once you become conscious, the physical body becomes a vehicle to experience this reality. It doesn't become who you are, and then racism and division through race and division through country suddenly starts to fall, and we start to realize we're all one consciousness having different experiences.
Okay,
but
stop.
What's happened, Alex, and the conspiracy is fundamentally set up to do this, the idea is to get us to identify who we are with our experience rather than what we really are, which is consciousness having the experience.
Instead of being our base, you know, galactic programming of this ancient species in this wondrous universe, they're trying to give us the new false programming to stay within that very limited spectrum as you talk so much about. Now, we're almost out of time, and I promised to go to calls, so we're going to go to break in a moment. We're going to come back and take calls for two short segments with David. All right, we got to have you back soon, David. We're very thankful and appreciative of your important time, and I know the audience is, but briefly, in the 3 minutes before break, the genetic engineering, the cloning of the milk, all of this that is now going on and happening, the cross-species engineering, the mass poisoning of the public, why is the elite pushing to destroy the biosphere of the Earth while grandstanding and claiming they've got to have world taxes to save it with carbon dioxide that's a red herring? Why do they want to destroy the Earth and hurt the environment?
Well, this actually goes on for what we've been talking about. If you take one step back and you start to see what we're dealing with here, from their point of view, particularly from their point of view, the human body is a computer system. And what we call genetics is actually a computer program. And what they're doing by messing with genetically modified food and all these other changes in the nature of what we eat and drink is they are manipulating, destabilizing and manipulating the body computer program. On one level, the body is an electrochemical organism. So if you destabilize it electromagnetically or chemically, you're destabilizing it. You're stopping it working efficiently. You're stopping it being a highly efficient receiver-transmitter for consciousness to experience through it and to influence its behavior. You're disconnecting it from consciousness and pulling it into
mind. Which is what the
mind.
Mercury and the poisons and the
all
GMO, and when we get the government documents, and we get them out of England and out of Russia and the U.S., it says we got to poison them when they're young so they never fully develop, and they're literally like biological androids.
That's exactly the game, and this is why, again, you, the point you made earlier, I've been talking about this for years. This a massive assault on human freedom, on the human body, on the human mind, is because this period of change, this cycle is coming, and it's waking people up, and they're desperately trying to keep the lid down so that they can control for the next cycle. And therefore, they're attacking the young particularly, because they're going to be the adult people as this cycle really unfolds. And therefore, they need to destabilize them. And that's why their food and drink is attacked more than
and
anybody.
And that's why we've got the kids being put on Ritalin Prozac. David, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I'm only doing it with one segment today because time's precious. We're going to talk behind scenes for the PrisonPlanet.tv and Internet listeners right now, and then come back to your calls after break. Stay with us. Okay, John, I'm going to skip this break. David, we are just on the Internet audience now because I promised to come back to calls. Let's put bookends on what you just said. I just read the other day in the New York Times, 100 million people on serotonin reuptake inhibitors alone. If that isn't THX-1138 Brave New World, I don't know what is. They're attacking the police, the military, the citizens. All of us are in this together. And isn't that the great final illusion, is that people that work for the system feel like they're part of the elite when even high-level elites are being poisoned by their own system? And that's why people say it's a spiritual thing. There's almost this cosmic force, and you get into that. But I just can see that it's there driving man towards destroying themselves, and it's overall a hatred of the species.
Yeah, the thing is, I say to this to people in uniform, you know, I say to them, you know, you've got no power. You know, there's some people that love the uniform because they think they've got power. And I say to them, you've got no power. Your power is what you put on in the morning when you open the wardrobe. The uniform you wear is an extension of the state. When you wear the uniform, you're an extension of the state. When you take the uniform off, you have no power. And the only power you have is of the state. You're just another pawn in the game while thinking you are higher than the other pawns that you're policing. And these are the levels of society, these policers of society, which Obama wants to massively increase with his
pyramids.
Networks of civilian security. These are the people that need to wake up and need to realize that they have children too. I know of one who's high in NATO who's just realized, he said he looked in the eyes of his four-year-old grandchild and said, I can't do this anymore because I know what I'm contributing to now, and he's trying to get information out about what's going on. This is what we need to do. The policers need to realize that they are the pawns also.
Well, I was talking to a top doctor who's treated a head of state, and this head of state said, you know, I was grown up to, you know, that we have to exterminate 80% of people, keep the resources, but I look at people and I know it's evil and I don't want to be part of this. I mean, a lot of people in the system are having an awakening too, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So there's so much to be optimistic about. I mean, the challenges are there. Of course they are. They want to push this on. And they want to push it on faster and faster now because they are desperately trying to stop this awakening manifest to such an extent that their house of cards comes down. So those challenges are there, and they're going to push on through Obama. But there's so much to be enthusiastic and encouraged about, because there is fantastic changes going on in the awareness of so many people.
David, as you said, though, in the 1 minute before we come back, quickly, I'd say Obama has 2 or 3, 4 months when he first gets in till people wake up to that phase of the illusion. So they want to start a big war, or a biological release, or a financial collapse. What do we do to expose this guy and stop him being able to carry the ball for the New World Order in the first few months?
Well, what we've got to do is keep whacking this information out. And people who are listening to this information, don't be a cul-de-sac for information. When you receive the information, there is a responsibility. Pass it on, pass it on, pass it on. By word of mouth, you can inform vast numbers of people very quickly if enough people do it. That's what we need to do.
You're right, and we have incredible power, but we better use it now, because they are planning to shut down the old web. The inventor of the web said a few days ago that quote, it's going to die. They're letting it die. It's being killed. So we need to move right now.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
The New World Order, with its programmers, admit that they're colonizing our minds, our souls. They are keeping us weak, confused, dumbed down, infighting. But the awakening is happening. David Icke, amazing guest, is our guest right now. DavidIcke.com is the website. We'll put that up on screen. Let's go to Ryan, first-time caller from Georgia. You're on the air with David Icke.
Yes. How you doing, Alex? First off, I just really want to tell you I'm very appreciative of just waking me up and informing me of all the information that's currently going on. And second, I just really want to say, by far, I've been wanting to say this for a long time, Lindsay Williams, David Icke, Steve Quayle, and Tex Mars are by far your most important guests that you have on your show. And I would just really appreciate if you can even get them on even more, because every time they speak, they get really straight into the point and they inform us with information of how these people are thinking and pretty much what their next steps are.
I'd have David on every week or two if he'd do it. He's just very, very busy, but he has been agreeing to come on every month and a half or so. So I hope we can continue having David on. David?
Yeah, well, that'd be great. Well, thanks very much, Ryan. Thanks very much for that. I'll give you an example of how things are moving on, though. I'm coming to America in about 10 days. I'm going to be there for about 2.5 months. I'm talking in Los Angeles on the 16th for 7 hours, and then I'm going down to speak in Mexico. And after that, I'm going all over the world. I'm going to Greece. I'm going to Australia. I'm going to South America, to Brazil. I'm going to Croatia. I'm going to all these different places. And a few years ago, crikey, I couldn't fill a phone box in England. So this is the scale of the awakening that's going on. And, you know, we have to, balance the things that are happening that we don't like with the fact that there is a terrific global awakening going on. Of course, it doesn't get in the mainstream media, so most people don't think it exists. But I've been to 47 countries now, and it's happening all over the world.
Well, David, I look at your website traffic. I look at my website traffic. It's all going straight up on the Google Trends. And by the way, I talked to David a month and a half ago, and he was on. He's agreed to come to Austin. I'm going to set that up. It'll probably be I have to probably talk to you in the next few days so I can go ahead and decide on a venue and set it up and get you over here for maybe a 2-day event. The problem is getting a big enough venue. You can probably get 5,000 people. I can probably get 5,000. And so, I need to find a time that's good for you. I need to nail that down and do that here in Austin, Texas. I think that's the place to do it. So I'll let that out of the bag. David's agreed to come here and speak with myself. And he'll do his presentation. I'll do a briefer PowerPoint presentation. So that's coming up, the two of us teaming up, because we all have to come together during this critical time. I appreciate your call, Ryan. Anna in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Anna, you're on the air.
I have to agree with the caller that was just on, Ryan. I love it when you have David Icke or Steve Quayle. I just wanted to say thank you. I'm a huge fan. I wish you could go on tour. I want to meet you in person. And that's all I wanted to say is thank you. Thank you to you and David and everything you do.
Oh, thank you very much. What about Sawyer?
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Montreal, Canada. You're on the air with David Icke.
Yay. How's it going? I'm very happy to finally be able to speak to you both. I'm the webmaster of criticalunity.org, and I syndicate a lot of both of your articles and videos on my site. As David mentioned, people need to take a good look at the big picture and not be intimidated by the elite's manipulation and scare tactics. The playing of the racial card is only possible because racism was indirectly created by the elites by molding our worldviews. As fascism unfolds, those who supported Obama or any of these bloodlines, they're waking up. And we will stand against the corruption no matter what they throw at us. Our world, our lives, and our freedoms are at stake here because the people have been at the mercy of the malevolent... Sorry, I'm a bit nervous, but we've been at the mercy of these malevolent powers that have taken over our planet. The people are ready to hear the truth, but as long as the majority has no opportunity to even know about InfoWars, DavidIcke.com, or my site, how will they wake up?
Well, we're doing that now, sir, and I appreciate your call. I mean, I'm not exaggerating when I say, without even looking, I can spend 10, 15 minutes on YouTube and count up videos that people are posting of my TV show or audio, and it's over 1 million a week just with that. You know, I produce films that have been seen, what I can look on hit counters, a piece tens of millions of times on the web, and that now is the new medium. And people have made tens of millions of copies of the tens of thousands of videos I've shipped out. Same thing with David. So look at the newspapers failing. Look at mainstream media losing its ratings while alternative explodes. So the word is getting out, isn't it, David?
It is, and we're heading towards a real explosion because the curve in awakening is getting really exponential and starting to go upwards very fast. This is a great time, and it's not a time to get fearful, and it's not a time to get depressed, although there are many reasons to do
it's
that.
It's a collision course. Hold on, David. We're going to skip this one, too, in the time that we have. Just for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, for everybody else, we'll be right back. Stay with us. David, continue with what you were saying there.
You know, the exponential curve is now heading straight upwards because as more and more people understand the basics of what are going on, they talk to more people and the whole thing expands. So you reach a point eventually when it's an explosion, and we're absolutely on the cusp of that now. In fact, we're already beginning to see some of it. So, this is a wonderful time. This is not a time to get depressed and run away and try to find some land to hide in away from everybody. This is a time to run straight at this because these people, I'm absolutely have no doubt whatsoever, are starting to panic about what's happening in terms of public awareness of their game.
If you go to Google Trends and look at DavidIcke.com, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Rents.com, all the hundreds of huge sites, my two are the biggest individually. InfoWars is the largest alternative site. Prison Planet's the second largest, and there's Rents and Icke and others. If you look at them on the trends, it looks like this. I want to zoom in on this on the PrisonPlanet.tv camera over here if we can. And this is basically what the trend looks from 2003 when they started Google Trends, tracking all the sites, to 2008. You can go pull these up on the Google Trends site. Anyone can look at this for themselves. And the curve, the growth curve, is exactly the same for all of these alternative media, consciousness expanding, you know, lie breaking websites. It is hyperbolic. It is straight up, David Icke.
Yeah, so, you know, anyone that's sitting out there and is sort of frightened about doing anything or getting involved or the rest of it, you know, there are millions and millions and millions and millions of people gathering now all over the world. We just need to get together and deal with this, because we're in a position now where we're heading to a time when we can. You know, I look back a few years and my goodness me, you thought, well, is anything going to change? But crikey, this is dreamland compared with where we were a few years ago.
Well, just God bless you, David. And again, I've said this the last two times you've been on, but people still try to make hay out of it, and you intelligently ignore it. They probably interviewed me for 3 hours off and on about you when a British crew was here for Channel 4, and the one little smart-ass thing I said ended up being in the film about you being a turd in the punch bowl, because people weren't ready to accept some of the things you were saying, and then I would have trouble with the basics. And I've apologized for that, but I'm going to do it again because you've been so big about it and forgiven me. And also because I know that information is used out there still by people to try to drive a wedge. So I'll say it again.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No problem, Alex. You know, we all have different opinions at different times, and they're not always correct, and they're not always.
We all grow.
Yeah, of course we do. And what we need to do is drop the anything that divides us, any fault lines, any of this nonsense, because together we're going to sort this. Divided, we're not.
Well, I think all of us that are awakening are right. It's just we've got different perspectives.
Exactly.
And then I just had a chance to move and see things from different angles. Let's go ahead and, I mean, what's different from what you're saying about an evil overarching force behind it all with what Christians are saying? Really, again, it's all perspective.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final segment with David Icke. Only have time to take a few final calls with him because I have some special information I'm going to be covering. Let's go ahead and jam in. Who is up next here, John? I got confused with the calls. Mark in PA? Oh, John in Canada. John in Canada, you're on the air with David Icke.
How's it going there, Alex?
Good, sir.
Awesome. I just want to thank you guys very much for giving us like an alternate source of international news right now, and enjoy your show greatly. Alex, did you know that this last Christmas here in Canada was the first white one that we've had across the country since like 1974?
Yes, global cooling is happening because the sun has the first time in 300 years of recording it, no sunspots, which are the huge flares, and so the Earth is rapidly cooling.
This is another area, Alex and John, where Obama comes into play. It's another one of his solutions in the agenda behind him. You people will have noticed that his, if you like, environmental, energy, science advisor network of people are all, if you like, worshippers of Al Gore's version of global warming. And you're going to see Barack Obama pushing forward policies, ludicrous policies, to deal with a problem that's not actually caused by what they claim it is.
Yeah, and we just missed the big carbon tax thing here with the last election. It was one of the main platforms for the Liberal Party. And I've talked to some people about the Liberal Party and how they're involved with – it's not just the Liberal Party now either. It's also the Conservatives who are involved with the Power Corporation of Canada, who in turn is also linked with the genocide in Sudan. And every prime minister we've had in Canada almost since Trudeau, including Trudeau, has all been like on the board of directors for the Power Corporation of Canada. And Paul Volcker actually was on the International Advisory Committee as well. And you tell people this and they go, oh, that's just business. It's got nothing to do with politics or running the country.
David, well, comments?
Business in terms of the Illuminati is control. I mean, that's what business is for. They're just arms of control. This is why when I hear people of the left dismissing the global conspiracy and saying globalization is just greedy corporations, it's not greedy corporations. Corporations are a vehicle for this network to impose globalization and centralized control on the planet. They're not the origin of it. They're the vehicle for it.
And the elites admit they're setting up a world dictatorship. That's what's all – elites have always tried to get total domination, and to deny that is to deny history. Thank you so much, John. Quickly, Mark in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with David Icke, the one, the only.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Hello. I want to thank both of you for opening my perceptions, as well as many others around the planet, to the truth of what is really happening. And one thing that I'm pretty much a non-traditionalist, a non-conformist, but there's many out there who aren't, and they're busy doing what they're doing, and they're following what they believe in. They want to believe in the good of government. They want to believe in the good in their community and all of this. But the reality is these things are happening, and they're not even aware of it. Well, when I start to share these things, as well as others, I'm sure I'm not alone. When you share these ideas, these perceptions with people, at first they look at you like, oh, that can't be. And then they look at you, then they're in shock. And then they're like the deer in the headlights. So what comes up to me, and I appreciate very much that you guys are opening our perceptions to these things that are happening and continuing to investigate and research and find out what they're continuing to do. But here's the thing. When it comes down to it, people are in shock at first, and then they don't know what to do. So, and I've watched your show or listened to your show, Alex, many, many times, and I've read your materials, Mr. Icke. And the thing about it is when you boil it all down, people don't know what to do, like taking simple steps of what to do to respond.
All right, I hear you. We have to end this here in just a moment. I'm going to let you go, and I'm sorry, no more time to go to Tim, Rob, and many others that are holding. And I want David to be able to close out in the last minute here. Last time we had David on, the time before that, he went through, just say no to national ID cards. Say no to giving up your personal information. Start growing a garden. Start talking to your neighbors about the elite. The awakening is the solution, overturning the false paradigm, expanding the horizon. David?
Yeah, once you break out of mind, the program, and into consciousness, then you instinctively know what your contribution is, and you go for it, because when you become conscious, you let go of one of the great expressions of the mind construct, which is fear. But also, you know, this relatively tiny network that's manipulating the lives of billions can only do it with the help and support and subservience of the billions. They can't do it otherwise. And if we stop cooperating en masse in all these areas that Alex just listed and many others, then the system cannot work. It can't. They can't impose their will on billions
of
people unless
what?
The billions accept it.
What would happen if everybody wrote Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or DavidIcke.com on all the paper money? That's already waking up. A lot of people come to the site or because of people doing that. What would happen if people made copies of my films or, you know, handed out David Icke documentaries? What is happening? We're seeing we're having an effect. We've just got to push that much harder. David, when's a good time? Because I forgot that I invited you to town. You'd agreed when we were on a month ago. When's a good time to call and talk to you and try to look at some calendars and figure out when it's good, say 4 or 5 months in the future, to get you to Austin, Texas?
Okay, well, tomorrow's fine, or Monday's fine.
Okay, I'll call you tomorrow because I'm going to be out of town a little bit next week. Jason Burns is going to be sitting in for a few days. But I will call you, in the evening?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, David, we really appreciate your time. DavidIcke.com. Folks, check it out there. Great materials. And we appreciate everything you're doing, David.
Thanks, Alex. Same to you.
You bet. Take care. Yeah, cheers. There goes David Icke from the United Kingdom joining us for the last hour and 40 minutes. Okay, what is the surprise today? Well, it's not Alex Jones' Tyranny Crusher 1. This was the first time we ever did an eBay item. And the reason we did it is because people are like, well, this megaphone's broken. We've bought a new one. You've had this one for all these years. It's in the movie A Scanner Darkly that they rotoscoped. That's really me and the bullhorn in there. We're going to play a clip of that in a moment. This isn't the surprise. Surprise will come up in a minute. Tyranny Crusher 1, you know, should we get it fixed? Like a $125 megaphone, or should we sell it? And obviously, it's a fundraiser. We're not saying the megaphone, just as a megaphone, is worth $3,500. I think it's the latest bid on there for it. We opened it up at $1,500. There is Tyranny Crusher 1 on the PrisonPlanet.tv screen. This is, and then I saw disinfo shills on the comments on that article going, how dare you try to make money? Again, when the establishment taxes our money and uses it against us, I'm not supposed to try to fund things so I have a good mic to get the voice out there well, to give you a good, you know, show of information, to have these guests on, to have a producer to schedule it. It's asinine. And so because the establishment's criticizing me for trying to fund this operation, which is like a pea shooter against their propaganda, but having a great effect. You know what? Just because of you establishment, folks, go ahead and send me checks. You want to donate $100, $1,000, $5, whatever. You have my word that 95% of that money that comes in here will be used. The other 5% for me to live and, you know, wear this on TV so it goes across well to folks and all the rest of it. Because it's my whole passion. As if we can't have a political or sociological passion and then fund our operation, or we can't sell our books. But everybody else in the establishment, they can sell their books and get $10 million a year to read off a teleprompter on the nightly news. There's no teleprompter here, ladies and gentlemen. This is my heart and soul and my intellect and my research and the guests we bring you here and all the people we build up. So, you know what? I want to see $50,000 bid for Tyranny Crusher 1. I mean, I know we got some big donors out there. I mean, you know what? Because we're going to use... In fact, I'll use 100% of Tyranny Crusher 1's money. 100% of Tyranny Crusher 1's money because we spent over 100 grand on this little studio. And, folks, that's cheap. They're like, well, that's expensive. We have the cheapest switcher they make that's new, 20-something grand, you know, and the cameras and all of it. And we're trying to really develop and expand this. It's having a huge effect. Now with just this new look that's not even that fancy, instead of the videos on YouTube, each one every day getting 10,000 views a day, it's like 60, 70, 100,000 views per video. I mean, it's getting crazy, all because of presentation. I'm going to have professional lighting people and folks come in with just a basic two-camera shoot for a news program separate from this. But I looked at the books, even after the money bomb, and moving into this new office, we don't even have the money for that. So it comes down to that. So all those COINTELPRO that are so angry, or people that are just jealous of the work we're doing, don't understand this is life and death, go in there and let's bid Tyranny Crusher 1 up all the way. Let's get it done, ladies and gentlemen, because this is a fundraiser for free speech and what we're doing here. I mean, let's see how high it'll go. It closes out next Wednesday. And let's go ahead and play a clip from Scanner Darkly where you see Tyranny Crusher 1 and Alex Jones. When we post this video, people put links up saying, I'm making it up. I'm not even in Scanner Darkly or Waking Life. Folks, that's COINTELPRO on the site saying I wasn't in Scanner Darkly. I don't talk about it that much, so I guess they just can't believe it. Or that a film I'm in this year is the top selection at South by Southwest, but I'll leave that as a side issue. And coming up at, what's the one up in Utah, that big one? Side issue. The point is we're having huge effects, and that's what we should. We should be ready for success. We should be ready for victory. Let's go ahead and play this clip from a Scanner Darkly.
Where did Substance D come from? Why can't we stop it? The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose, the more Substance D is on our streets.
Where the gold at? I want to know where the gold at. I want to know. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.